But I realized this morning she was only asking me that to realize I wasn't a fucking serial killer.
Welcome to another episode of another Latino Huira podcast and the Latino Huira podcast. And today I am with Harold Patrick. Harold Patrick is one of my favorite comics who is underage. Okay, you're not underage right now because I brought you beer and that. He is over 21, okay?
22.
This is not illegal. Like, he can drink this.
I can.
I bring him Venezuelan beer. Like, this is... I told him beforehand, Venezuelan beer is like super light beer, but I hope you like it. But I want to start, like, you started comedy before, like, when you were like 20, right?
Yeah, when I was 20, yeah.
Because I remember the story, but I want you to tell it because I didn't witness it, but I heard it, that you used to go to Shakers. I believe this happened in Shakers, and since it was a bar and you couldn't come in, you did stand in front outside. It was Shaker or it was another bar?
I went to Shakers and they kicked me out, but I didn't.
And they're like, go, leave.
Yeah. There was this one spot. Oh, I went to Jerk at Joe's.
Okay.
In Villa Park. And they didn't ID me when I got in there. So I was hanging out, okay. Signed up and everything. I think I even got a drink from the bar. I didn't get like a drink, like a Coke or some shit. And I went up and did my set and I... said in my set that I was only 20, and then after my set, the bartender was like, "Hey, man,
you need to leave."
Yeah, can I see your ID real quick? And I was like, "Sure." And he was like, "Yeah, you gotta go." Cheers.
Cheers. But you did your set.
I did my set. Yes.
That is the important part. And I put it in the freezer, and they froze a little bit.
That's okay. Yeah, there was a couple spots could not go to, just because I wasn't 21.
And do you feel like there's a bigger transition between doing stand-up before 21 and after 21? But like,
I was getting drunk and I started
exactly,
doing this.
Like on the material, because like before you couldn't drink, but after 21 you're like, now I know what drinking feels like.
Mm-mm. And it's interesting because I really even wasn't a big drinker before I was 21.
Of course.
I like think I've been drunk like twice or three times.
It was illegal to drink before you
were
21.
You know, everybody drinks in high school, you know, but I
drink it to 15, so it's okay.
Oh, really?
No, in Venezuela, we don't care. In Venezuela, like, you can go to a liquor store at 16 and buy alcohol.
But, like, if you're...
they don't care. If you have the money, they will give you. Like, literally...
But if you look really young, like, if you look like an 8-year-old, they don't give a shit?
They don't give a shit.
Really?
If you have the money, there you go.
All right.
Like, I have never heard about nobody ever in Venezuela that they went to a liquor store and they said, no, we're going to sell the alcohol to you.
Really?
They just don't care. It's like, how old are you, 13?
Like, they don't... Like, do they know they're drinking it or do they, like...
They just want to sell their fucking liquor.
They're not buying it for their parents or anything?
You're 13, you shouldn't have this rum. You should have this one. This is going to be better for you. Like, they don't fucking care.
No, kid. You want the 97 proof.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be a party or something? Yeah, okay. You want two of these, actually.
That's crazy.
Like, one is not enough. It's crazy, but Venezuela is like that. Now that we touched the subject, that you being John, I've been watching what is happening with World War III. Mm. Have you seen anything about the news about that? No. Okay.
I mean, like, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, it's like I didn't deep into it, but I saw that apparently they're like how the First World War started. Has a lot of similarities to the context we're now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in the brink of a recession. Everybody's feeling like, oh, like, generations are too weak. Mm-hmm. And they're going to create problems. And, there's that feeling. Like, it's been peaceful for too long. And what is happening with Russia and USA. Mm-hmm. That apparently Ukraine sent missiles to Russia. But the missiles were manufactured in USA. And Russia was like, this was not in the contract. Like, so we're going to retaliate. Right. And the NATO nations were like, if you retaliate, we're going to retaliate. And so we're like close to like one person pushing the wrong button to World War III. And my question is, you were born in 2002. Mm-hmm. as a Gen Z, how do you feel with all the shit that is happening? Because I believe when I was a kid, like when I was growing up, like everything was like, it had a little bit of hope in life. Like you in the 90s, like, yeah, the future is cool. Now it's like the future is shit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, man. You know, Israel and Palestine, Russia and Ukraine, China and Taiwan.
Venezuela's coming to the shit.
Yeah, yeah, we got the migrants here, but, you know, I don't fucking... You got to understand, like...
yeah, I got to understand.
You got to understand that it's not just the American government selling them weapons. Like, it's outside people, too. Like, it's...
Yeah.
How you say, individuals.
Yeah, Venezuela.
Selling, yeah, well, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, we sell candy and guns.
yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I get where the World War III thing is coming, but I don't know.
But how do you feel like how was your growing up? Because I believe Gen Z, like, obviously millennials, there's a lot of mean generational differences, and we always, like, shit on the next generation.
Yeah.
But I believe you have it tough growing up. Like, for me, 90s was, like, everything was colorful, everything was super cool. The future looks super amazing. Like, you have the movie Back to the Future. The future was not a dystopian shit like everybody's dying.
Right.
It was like, oh, this looks cool.
Right.
But I don't have your perspective of growing up, because your childhood was in 2010.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
So how was your childhood? It was like hopeful, like, oh, the future is cool. It was like, what the fuck?
It was still like almost lingering of the 90s, you know? Like, okay. Like the 90s was like a huge boom for everything, like Nintendo DS and like PlayStation and all this shit,
the
you know?
Game Boy, Pokemon.
The Game Boys, yeah. Basically video games and like the internet, really.
Yeah.
And then by the 2010s, it was like pretty much fine-tuned, and it was like getting like massive, like worldwide.
Yeah, online. It was like games, but now they're online.
Right, right. Now it wasn't just, you know, first world countries with this shit. It was everybody. Everybody had this shit now. So, I don't know, man. I think I think I grew up pretty fucking like to myself, but all, just like very observant, you know.
Okay.
Just like looking at shit.
But hopeful, or you were like, this is where it's going.
I'm so like just ride with the waves, see what happens. You know, like I'm very chill. I'll just I try not to complain about shit, because I know there's a lot of other shit going on in the world. But all I know is the internet. That's all I grew up with.
Dude, you play Fruit Ninja, you were an iPad kid?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't really an iPad kid. I got my first phone when I was 11 or 12.
Oh, that's actually late for...
Well, now that's late.
Now that's late.
Back then, it was like, damn, that was like early.
I got my first phone, I believe, like 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a phone that you couldn't even text on it. It
didn't really
have to text. It was just call.
Just calls? Oh, no. I had the flip phone LG where I could text and call on it.
No, this was... It didn't have game. The screen was like a little fucking square.
Oh, damn.
It was a nice phone. I miss it. Like,
you know, my mom, she's a real estate lawyer. She has been all my whole life. And she always had like the new phone. And I remember when the Blackberries came out, she had a Blackberry. Oh, man. That shit was fucking awesome. It had the little roller, the mouse roller.
Keyboard,
yeah, the whole keyboard, a little mouse roller right there. And it had that brick game. You remember that brick game?
Yeah.
I would steal my mom's phone and play that game.
Let me play with your phone.
Yeah.
You were one of those kids.
I was one of those kids.
Does your phone have games?
Yes, like, yes. Until another kid said that to me, and then I was like, fuck.
Never again. Have you been called sir so far?
Yeah, I've been called sir.
By who? So this toddler.
it happens. Doesn't happen often. I'd say once a month.
Because we have a roast battle yesterday. Really nice battle.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was shitting on you.
No, like I was ready. If you said something about my birthday, he didn't know. But if you find out and you said something, I was like, what? The best way to spend my birthday is just shitting on white people.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? But we have a roast battle. You know what? If this is going to come out in 3 weeks, so if I have the link for a roast battle, I'll put it on the link of this, because it was a really nice roast battle. I won. But I believe barely.
It was 3-2.
Yeah, it was
3-2.
Yeah, like I believe it was, if it was going your way, I'll be like, yeah, it's fair. Like, I believe the judges had it like really difficult, because we were hitting our jokes. Both of us were hitting each joke.
So. Yeah, either of us could have won that one.
Yeah, it was a really nice battle. But I met his parents after I said I ate her mom's pussy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, come meet her.
Yep. And my mom, dad.
And this is my
dad. This is my dad. And my mom, she actually was funny. She like went on the table and like spread open her legs for you. That was crazy.
It was crazy.
I wasn't expecting.
She was like, okay, do it now.
You should go and watch this too.
Yeah, I'm gonna send this to her. But I met your dad, and he does look like a sir.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old. Like,
he was in the Marines.
Yeah, but I don't see you becoming
him.
Him.
Well, you saw how short my mom is.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I cannot see you getting old. Like, I don't. Unless it's like not adulthood, but you go straight to just curve yourself and be an old guy.
Oh, true.
Yeah, but not adulthood, no. Like, because your dad looks like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Just like,
he's almost 60.
He doesn't look 60.
Yeah, he's almost 60.
He looks like 48.
Oh, there you go. I'll tell him you got a crush on him.
I'm just flirting on your dad and on your mom. But no, we have an amazing battle. I have a bunch of topics. One was that I don't know. Okay, I'm going to give you the opportunity because I believe I always cheat on Gen Z.
Should, honestly. I hate my generation, too.
Yeah, but I will give you, like, the moment to retaliate. Like, what would you say about millennials, boomers, that you're like, fuck you? Like, yeah, our generation, my generation is stupid, but your generation, do you have anything that you're like, ah, fucking millennials?
It's funny, man. Like, yeah, all people are just really stupid. To be honest with you, I don't take it really.
Not my viewers. You're really smart.
I honestly hate my generation, dude. Okay. I hate Gen Z. They're all stupid and like on their phones all the time. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm on my phone all the time. But it's
I'm gonna point this out. But I believe you're on your phone as me. I am on my phone all the time. Because everything now is converging to the phone.
Yes.
If you're in a restaurant, you want to look at the fucking menu, you need the phone.
I guess that's not the main problem. I think the main problem is our life is our phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But everything is in your phone. Your bank is in your phone. If you want to check the menus in your phone, if you want to check directions, it's in your phone. So it's like, if you don't have it, you're pretty much fucked.
You are pretty much fucked. You're absolutely right. But when it comes to like Gen Zers, everybody's trying to be like a content creator. You know what I mean? So they're always on TikTok and Instagram.
So annoying, these people that create content.
Yeah, but you're a comedian. There's a difference. You're funny and like you have talent. That's the difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a voice that is being given to people that are not.
There's so many famous people who live in mansions in LA. Jack Doherty. You know who Jack Doherty is?
No, but I know Kay Sanat. Kay, I believe that's his name. He's a black dude. He's a streamer.
Oh, Kay Sanat.
Yeah,
like him.
He doesn't do anything smart. Like, everything I watch a video of him is, like, he's doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Speed, like, I Speed.
I Should like, Speed.
It's like, they don't contribute to anything, and they are super famous. And it's like,
no.
I believe people like to watch stupid shit.
It's pure entertainment is all it is.
Yeah, but
Then there's people like Jack, you don't know who Jack Doherty is, but, like, trying to think.
Mr. Beast, that's a nice YouTuber. I
believe
he actually contributes. He actually makes content that, at least, he tries to put something of like knowledge of like, okay, this is what happened if you isolate yourself. I believe he tries somehow to make something more watchable. But Kai Sena is like, hey, I have Nicki Minaj in this chair. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much, and that's in the prank videos too. Prank videos fucking piss me off because most of them are stupid as shit.
What does Jack Doherty do?
He is basically like a prank YouTuber, and he is a huge instigator. Is basically all he is. He's been punched like 3 times by like three different rappers.
I hate those because I believe pranks used to be something that okay, you prank people can get angry,
right?
But now the prank says like, hey, watch this prank. We're going to shoot this lady. It's fake blood, but we're going to shoot it in the middle of the street to see what happens. Like,
right.
What kind of prank is that? Like,
yeah, I'm going to fucking run this lady over with my car. Oh, it's just a prank. It's like,
yeah, it's like, what the fuck, lady?
No, and yeah, or it's just like being super rude to people for no reason.
There's one that apparently the guy, it was like two black guys, and they were like, harassing this. This is a prank. They're like, hey, what you going, man? What you going? And then just kept, like, pushing on him.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the guy just pulled a gun and shoot one of them.
Yeah. And like, I would think I'm getting jumped right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And then he got sued, and he got, like a minor offense on assault because he shot a gun in a mall.
Mm.
And first, that doesn't make any sense because if you're getting jumped, where he's supposed to do, like, hey, can we go outside? Like, I cannot shoot it here. Can we just,
yeah,
you know, first, stupid law. But second is, like, he's basically doing self-defense because he's feeling threat.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the problem with, like, some of the laws is when you're in a court during that shit
yeah.
and they have video, they're looking frame by frame, you know? So they're, like, really looking at if he, like, was getting actually beat up, like, they were making contact with him,
yeah.
you know? Or if he just felt unsafe, and feeling unsafe is
yeah,
a little different than actually being unsafe.
The pranks were in my generation were something really stupid, but it was like not harming anybody. I don't know if you ever heard about planking.
Yeah.
Planking was
so
stupid.
Yeah, it was so
but
stupid.
But no one was hurt. Like,
yeah, no.
It was just
like,
people doing this.
Yeah, literally.
It was stupid. There was one that did it on the Sangos McDonald's. It's like, how did you get up there?
Yeah.
But no one got hurt. Like, I don't know. I believe it's been changing. But
I think my generation just all want to be famous quickly.
Okay, we're gonna keep that thought and think about what do you hate about millennials. We're gonna make a little pause because whatever. I'm gonna bring more beer. But we're coming back. And we are back. We were watching some millennials. We were planking on top of each other. That was really fun. So, I mean, you were under and I was on top. And then your mom and your daddy was really fun. It was super fun.
Why am I under? I'm the smallest. I should be on top, dude.
At the end, we flip.
Okay. All right, cool.
So, one thing you hate your generation because they want to become famous so fast and
mm-hmm.
They're kind of stupid with it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, people like to watch stupid shit. But something you don't like about older generation that you're like, yeah, you give me my country on the shit. Why are student loans so high?
Yeah. Older generation, man. Can't really, I don't know, man. I can't put, I'm not a very, like, hateful guy. I'm to be honest, like I sometimes I can be, but I don't know, dude. I don't really look at millennials like in a group. I kind of look at individual and shit. Like, okay. What would you say? You're a millennial?
Elder millennial,
like early millennial or late
elder,
millennial?
Like late millennial.
Late
because,
millennial.
Because I believe millennials from 92 to 2000, no, to 99, something like that. No, it's from 89 to I don't know, but I am like on the edge of being Gen X.
Got you. So, like, a late Gen X, early millennial.
Yeah.
Got you. Yeah, you're 31.
32 now.
32. That's right.
What about that? I'm
that's 32. Right, 32.
My birthday was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah. So, you're born in 92.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old as fuck. Like, now if you say to a kid, like, oh, when were you born? You're like, oh, 19. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
like, kids don't comprehend. Like, kids, when I do mean kids, I mean, like, five below. They're like, what? Like, are you 100 years old? Like, what is happening? It's like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
I think,
like, fuck you.
I think millennials are a lot woker than Gen Z are.
Yeah. But apparently, like, what is happening is, like, generations used to rebel against the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So the norm with millennials was, like, wokeness, acceptance, and we hate, like, religion. And now what is happening is that the new wave is, like, oh, then being religious or being like the like against what you believe is the new rebellion.
Mm.
So there's a lot of like new wave that they are going into like really religious groups.
Yeah.
And it's because they're like, no, we're against what of what you were believing before.
Yeah, a lot of millennials are atheists.
Yeah, so
I have a few friends from high school who like were not religious in high school, but now they're like super,
you see, like,
Christian. Like it, it's very weird.
You see, because it's like, oh, we're going against what is like before us. So
it's like we literally fucking jumped a kid together, and now you're like.
So, I have two more topics. We're gonna have one for the bonus content, okay. But this is what I do to find things to talk about. I just go into Inger, Inger.com. Really nice. It's like 9gag.
How do you spell it?
I-M-G-U-R. It's like 9gag. It's basically a version of 9gag. And I found a video of a taxidermy. And I couldn't, like, not think of, like, this is so fucked up. Like, how do you get into that job?
Yeah, it's a weird job. Like, you gotta, like, dry the skin out and, like, stretch it and
like,
shit.
She was doing, a parrot, and she was, like, doing the face, and the face was cool. And then she was blowing out the whole carcass, and, like, this is what, like,
yeah,
what,
it gets really, it gets weird.
Like, would you ever do that? Like, I don't know how much money they earn. I don't know who is more fucked up. The person who's like, no, I want to do this for life. I want to just give me a carcass and I'll make it last forever.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I feel like if you're a taxidermist, it's a family thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's like. nobody just starts it. I feel like it just a family thing. You grew up with it, and you kind of just took over.
Your family? Oh, my mom is a lawyer. My dad is a doctor, and I wanna keep carcass alive.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this morning
about taxidermy.
kind of a little bit.
Yeah,
I was thinking about.
I was in his house. That's why I put this topic. <It's
funny>. I was like, man, my mom is a good mom.
Okay.
That's what I came to the realization this morning. And I'll tell you why. Because when I was like 11 or 12, we were in Florida fishing with all my cousins and stuff.
Okay.
And one of my cousins caught a fish, but the fish swallowed the hook. So I tried to get the hook out and shit, and he like swallowed it. It was like down in there. So I literally just had to cut the head off and retrieve the hook.
Okay.
And so I did that, cut the head off and all this. And my mom... I was telling her about that because she wasn't on the boat, so I saw her later. So I was telling her about it, and she was like, well, how did that make you feel, doing that to the fish? And during that time, I was like,
I had a boner. Normal shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking hard right now. No, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not a pussy, you know? Like, yeah, fuck, yeah. You got to do what you got to do, you
By
know?
The way, my pronunciation of pussy, I probably said it's super bad, but like, people like it.
So that's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, no, I just fucking just had to do what I had to do. I get the hook back. Whatever, right? The fish was dead anyway.
I did the same to the dog. Like, I don't see the problem.
Right, no. But I realized this morning she was only asking me that to realize I wasn't a fucking serial killer.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
so you weren't like, oh, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, right. And then, so yeah, that's why I'm not a taxidermist, you know? Because I just don't, I wouldn't enjoy that. Would not enjoy it.
How would you feel if you text your mom? Yeah, right now you're like, mom, you know, I actually wants to be a taxidermist. Like,
my mom's so supportive. She would be like, okay.
Okay. Like, do you want me to kill the dog so you can start to brag?
My sister would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But who is more fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
The person who does the taxidermy or the person who has an animal die and he carries a dead body to a place and he's like, hey, can you make this look like this for longer?
Oh, yeah, like they taxidermy their pets. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. That's a little weird, too, because I've had pets my whole life.
And you never are like, make this forever.
No, that's a little weird. I don't like that.
So who's worse? Like, according to the comments, who's worse, the taxidermist or the clients?
I think the clients. I think the clients. Like, if it's not, like, a deer or something on, like, the wall or some shit.
Yeah, and they're making, like, the taxidermist is making money. These people are spending money to keep a carcass. Like,
right.
Yeah, if the clients didn't exist, the taxidermists wouldn't exist.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's everything.
I believe there's some taxidermists that they just like to do. It's like,
I bet somebody would just figure it out.
I got this squirrel. I'm going to make it. I'm going to put cotton inside of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it's not like a big game that you killed and it was like you ate the animal, but you just want to show the kill. Like, you know, in the South, that's real popular.
Yeah. Make a video.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep it in your wall. We understand when you kill it.
Yeah, but your pet? Just fucking torch the thing and get the ashes. You don't need the fucking...
Yeah, you put the ashes in a little urn and just...
Yeah, so that's what everybody does. You put not even in a little urn, in a box. You put it in a fucking box and you stick it in storage.
Put
it
in a sand club because there's some people that go weird with that. Just put it in a sand club and then you play like Pictionary with it.
Yeah, some people like put it in like a little necklace or something.
Yeah.
And like there's a place you can get rings
and shit. It'll put in a little sand club and then you play Pictionary with it.
You know what my sister did? That's actually, that's actually not a bad idea.
Like to kill your sister and make it. Like, well, how's the name of your sister? Her name, what's her name?
Oh, her name is Catherine.
Catherine, when you die, we're going to make turn you into a sand clock. So what your sister did?
She, when one of our dogs dies, she gets the paw print.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good.
And gets a tattoo. She got a tattoo of it on her back. So her first dog.
Yeah, I have a friend that she did that, and the dog recently passed, and she was devastated, but she had the urn. She made like a little place for in to keep her toys and shit.
Right.
She was really attached to the dog.
What if you like taxidermied your grandma or some shit, and she's and she's just like sitting there?
Okay, if there's a taxidermist looking at this podcast, I don't know if my views.
If you could do it with an animal, that,
but can you do it with a person? Like, like
it's got to be possible.
You can do it, but like you can get into an establishment with putting a black bag, and it's like, hey, this is my grandma. Can you just do your thing? On this?
Yeah, that's crazy. Because like they're dead, dude. Just fucking move on.
And you know, I believe you choose a position. So
what
position would you put your grandma?
Dude, I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and
I just put it like this. In the entrance, and I just put candles on it, and candies, like, yeah, the grandma had some candies.
Oh, gee, yeah, you fucking make, like, a, what's that?
You put it like this, and did you put the key?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, yeah, you could have one is for keys, and one's for, like, coats and shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, just, like, a hanger.
Yeah. No, just put your head on her head, it's fine.
I believe the pinky's open, so you use the pinky.
Oh, man, are you able to? I don't think I've ever actually seen
it. I don't believe you can close it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You put it and then you close the finger.
I don't think I've, like, truly. I think I've seen a taxidermied animal, but I don't think I've touched it. So is it, like, hard, or is it, like.
I believe they're super stiff.
Stiff, yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe you can. Probably. If you can move it, it would be worse.
Yeah, dude, you could, like, make it, like, jerk off or something.
Like a stuff animal. Yeah. Taxidermies out there, if you're watching the podcast.
We talk about taxidermies for like 15 minutes.
No, for like 10. But it's because it's a nice topic. Because talks about this shit, and it's like so
that
weird.
That is true.
And I don't know if I wanted. Probably it's not legal, but I want to know if someone will take that job if they get paid like a lot. Like, hey, we're gonna pay you like.
Oh yeah, 100%. No, yeah,
15K.
Oh yeah, 100%.
This is my grandmother.
I don't think it's cheap to actually like. Like, yeah, get it done. Like, it's expensive. So
I don't know who is legal.
I'm sure they're making bank.
I want to. That's why they become taxidermists. But they like you got. You have few clients, and if you have a regular client, like, what are you doing with all these pets? Like, what is happening here?
Yeah, they're just hanging them on the wall.
Every week, give you another dog. Like, hey.
Yeah, that's I think. They probably have policies where it's like, yeah, this client comes in more than
every fucking day.
Yeah. Like, there's
Okay, we're gonna end the episode with one question that I saw in another podcast on stealing content. Yes, okay. But I found it super interesting. If you get this is a deal that you can accept or not. They will give you $5 million, but the condition is. You gotta pick one word from your language, will be English. Mm-hmm. And if someone says that word in a 200 meter perimeter around you, you immediately explode.
Mm.
But you pick the word. It can be whatever word you like, but that's the condition. You get $5 million, you pick one word, and if someone said it in a 200 meters or, well, in feet, I don't know how much is it, fuck you, just immediately explode. Would you take the deal? Because on the thing that I saw, one of the guys was like, no, because I will be leaving scared of the shit out of me, like, every time, like, I go out. Like, I'll be scared all the time.
Just, you can't think of a word that is not rarely, is that is very
they
rarely
They have to
used.
Be a word that is super rarely used.
Right.
Skibidi, boom, just blow immediately. The N word, you're gonna go to the South. Like,
I take that deal is what you're asking me?
Yeah, if you will take the deal, and if you will take it, like, one word that you're like, maybe this word.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I choose to take it, and the word I used was petrichor. That petrichor is the name of the smell of wet soil when it rains. So it's a super specific word that basically I believe, like, few people know, and there's not a good way to use it in a conversation out of nowhere. It's not going to rain. People are like, oh, yeah, petrichor.
Yeah. Now you made me think of, like, sleet. When has anybody ever said sleet?
What does that mean?
It's, like, very light rain.
Sleet?
Sleet, S-L-E-E-T.
You see, like no... Nobody,
yeah.
But now, if
but like, you learn that in school, and there's schools everywhere, so it's like... I gotta stay away from schools anyways.
Or a kid that is successful with the word, like, sleet, and you're, like,
right,
explode.
Right.
So you gotta... So you would you take the deal? Yes.
I would take the deal.
Okay, so what word?
It's the N-word for sure. I'm dead.
You're gonna explode.
You're
gonna explode immediately. No comedy shows for Harold Patrick.
What am I? can I pick a phrase instead of a word?
No, it's
damn,
one word.
Damn it.
I'm gonna give you 1 minute.
Okay. Okay.
To pick the word.
Fuck it, sleet. Yeah, sleet. Nobody ever says sleet.
Yeah, I believe you just gotta stay away from school and from like libraries, because someone will read it. It's like, oh, what about this word, sleet?
And right, right. Yeah, nobody's like, it's sleeting outside.
Yeah,
like, it's just like it's drizzling outside or something.
Yeah, drizzling. Sleet is not. It's not a word.
It's not really a.
Melvin Stewart said petrol, like the way they say gas in UK.
Oh yeah, nobody says petrol here.
No,
damn,
so
that's actually
that's a good one.
That is a good one. Damn.
So, sleet, petrol, and for me, petrichor. So, if you have any word that you're like, I believe I will use this fucking word, comment it. And,
oh, bollocks.
What? Ballocks?
Bollocks.
What's that?
It's like a swear word in England.
Bollocks.
Yeah, so nobody will say it here.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying bollocks.
You get the money, the first bar you get in is an English pub. And so it's almost like bollocks. And you're like, fuck you. But well, that's it. That's the episode. We're going to have the bonus content. Remember, the bonus content is just on YouTube. I don't put it on Spotify. And, well, adios. You have to say adios in Spanish.
Adios.